For those of you who were tuned in now on Friday, very popular time on JM the AM every week, where Nachum talks to Malcolm Honlein and gets the inside scoop on the events of the week in the Jewish world, and a very popular time. So if those of you, if this is the only time of the week that you're tuning in to JM the AM, this should be the time you call and pledge to,
you know,
JM the AM.
I'm sorry, Mark. Thank you. You know, I asked Malcolm. I know there's an election in Israel this week. I know. And I know that there's an Iranian threat and an ISIS threat, and the world is coming to an end on a lot of different levels. I know all this. And believe me, I take it very seriously, and we make sure to report it every
single
week.
We're here to tell you about it.
But I asked Malcolm if we could maybe mention some of the news items in one fell swoop for a minute or so, and then talk about what's most important to us right now. And again, you know, just in the moment, we know that the situation in this world is obviously most important. But right now, at this moment, we have to make sure this radio station keeps going. The only way you're going to hear from Malcolm Honlein every single week is if we are here every single week. That is the only way the weekly update will continue on the radio, is if you help us keep it going every single week on the radio. That's it. And with that in mind, the executive vice chairman of the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations has agreed to plead with me that the audience continue to support the show. Malcolm Honlein, welcome back to JM and the AM. And hang on a second. There we go. Malcolm Honlein, welcome back to JM and the AM.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
I appreciate that, Malcolm. Did you notice, by the way, I'll take the 60 seconds now to talk about the news. Did you notice that the gap, and I know what you're going to say about polls, but the gap between Labor and Likud has now even widened even more?
It has, and it's not insignificant. Labor has mounted, or the Zionist camp has, union has mounted a very effective, very professional campaign. Many Americans involved in it, and Paul Begala and all sorts of other people, St. Greenberg, have been involved in the campaign. They've done a lot of recruitment. And it boils down to the issues, as we said, that while Iran is critical, the security issues dominant, but bottom line is that people are voting their pocketbook, the economic issues have come to the fore, and they have very cleverly used this issue because it is, in the end, the economy stupid, and that certainly seems to be happening in Israel.
Yeah, we started a new phrase here. It's the economy tipesh. That's what we started over here.
But we shouldn't jump to conclusions. Number one, it's still very fickle. Number two, it depends on who can put together the 61 votes. Number three, it could be the pressure, as you heard even from the president, already hinting that he wants to see a unity government. It's not clear that that's possible, but in Israel, everything is possible.
Yeah.
And the likelihood is that Netanyahu remains prime minister at least for the next 3 months before they get a government together.
It's going to be very interesting to watch. It's all Tuesday, everybody. The election in Israel is Tuesday. It's going to be very interesting to watch. We'll try to get a word in about it after Tuesday with Malcolm at some point, even though we'll be building up to our big marathon finale next week. Malcolm, it's not being dramatic when we say the only reason you and I could discuss these issues and bring them to the Jewish world, not just the New York and New Jersey area, but to the Jewish world each and every week, is because people support this radio show. And you've always pointed out to me that this radio show does not rely solely on large donors. This radio show has a lot of people, thousands, who are giving $18 or more to support us. As you've pointed out many times, the important thing is to make sure to give. Everyone out there should be counted among our donors.
Everybody counts. We see it from this week's parsha that everybody is asked to give. And not everybody can give the same, but everybody can do something. And if you appreciate the program, if you appreciate all of the news you get during the week and the information and the entertainment and 5 days of Nachum every week, that you have an obligation and a responsibility to show it by responding now, by calling in, by contributing. And you'll see how much better you'll feel the rest of the year when you listen, knowing that you did your part to help it continue.
And that's any amount, everybody. Please, please. And we need your donations today to make sure that week one ends with a wonderful total this morning. Malcolm Honlein is at the Young Israel of Woodmere. Is that this Shabbos, Malcolm? Does that start tonight?
Shabbos.
That's this Shabbos, right?
Tomorrow, at the end of davening, and then tomorrow afternoon before and after Mincha.
Young Israel of Woodmere, and I'm assuming that the election and Iran and ISIS and many other topics that we cover on a weekly basis will be addressed throughout Shabbos in Woodmere this coming Shabbos.
Absolutely.
That's right.
AM, we're going to do for Shabbos.
Matis, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, Malcolm, for all those people that are going to come over to you over Shabbos and say, I pledged in your honor for being on the air, they have to call now in the next 45 minutes.
That's right.
So they do that.
In order for them to be truthful about it, they've got to call now. So I hope they do. Malcolm, thank you. We'll speak again next week.
We'll be there.
Malcolm Honlein is Executive Vice Chairman of the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations. If you want to say to Malcolm at the Young Israel of Woodmere this Shabbos that you've pledged in his honor, you have only 45 minutes left to do so. Matis is right. Come on, call now. The weekly update is something that we provide. Nobody else does. Make sure to call now at 1-800-989-9368 and be part of our amazing fundraising effort.